This is WakeMed Perspectives, a limited podcast series focused on the strategic combination of WakeMed and Atrium Health. Our guest is Brenda Gibson. She's a community leader. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Brenda. Welcome.
Hi, Joey. Thank you.
Thank you. Great to have you aboard. So first, you've had a long relationship with WakeMed as a foundation board chair, a board member, and community advocate as well, all starting, interestingly enough, with your early days as a candy striper. So I'm going to start you off with a little two-parter here. If you could please remind younger folks what is or was a candy striper, and how has that experience shaped your interest in healthcare?
The candy striper came along in the mid-70s. WakeMed was probably about 10 or 12 years old when I was a candy striper there. It was a volunteer role that got young people interested in healthcare and in giving back to their community. So I did it for two summers at WakeMed, and you just rotated different floors and different departments, doing whatever they wanted you to do, whether it was filing or delivering files or labs or whatever, is whatever they asked you to do. And I did it for two summers. And that did start my interest in healthcare and in WakeMed.
And the term candy striper came from?
The uniform you wore. It was a white blouse and a sort of pink and white stripe uniform.
And what do you remember most about that experience?
Well, it was my first introduction to healthcare, of course. And it was really seeing the patient side of things and, you know, being able to be a tool for them. If they needed something, you might deliver water to their room. You may visit the patients, or you could have been more of an administrative role. But it got you to see the side of healthcare and taking care of others.
And what would you say it was more than anything that struck you that wanted you to stick with this in some capacity?
I've always had an interest in healthcare and learning, and I had older parents, and it seemed like all their friends were either sick or they had some sicknesses when I was young. And I dated a med student for 4 years. So I had a lot of experience in the medical field in different ways, whether it was at WakeMed or dating someone in med school. But I've always had an interest in healthcare. And if I'd been a better student and liked science more, I might have wanted to become a physician.
I think you and me both. So it was all in the family for you. Interesting. So let's jump right into this here. Why do you support this proposed combination with Atrium Health? Why are you convinced it's going to work?
Well, I've served 25 years at WakeMed. As you mentioned, 10 years on the foundation board and chaired it for four. And I was on the hospital board for 10 years and chaired the hospital board for four. And I've seen all aspects of healthcare. And I believe that WakeMed has always been the hospital of choice for people who could not be served at other hospitals, meaning they were either poor, underserved, didn't have insurance or whatever, but they always felt comfortable coming to WakeMed. Right now, with the population growth in this area, WakeMed needs to expand. And with that comes a lot of money needed for capital. We're the only trauma center. We're the only children's hospital in the Raleigh area. We have the best rehab in the Southeast or maybe nationally. And we have a high demand for patients. And that requires you to put a lot of money into capital. And I believe that they need to expand. Even the main hospital on Newbern Avenue needs to expand to take care of this growth and those patients that will only come to WakeMed or want to come to WakeMed.
Now, you've seen WakeMed evolve over the years, of course, and have been instrumental in growing it forward for the better. So with this combination, how does the board of directors now ensure that it keeps delivering on that mission for the community while securing its legacy and a successful future?
Well, I'm not on the board now, but I know that WakeMed would not enter into an agreement if the mission wasn't to continue serving those that don't have insurance or have nowhere else to go. And it's just like WakeMed is the only one taking on mental health by building a mental health hospital. We happen to be that community hospital that does those things that some of the others don't want to do. and we don't have a large endowment behind us. We don't have taxpayer money behind us. We don't get county money. So we need to continue growing to serve the people that want to be our patients. And we are, like I said, the only trauma center, children's hospital, or rehab. So we need more beds. I continue to get calls from patients and people in this community who want to be at Wake Med. And so they need this capital to do further expansion.
Now, while you're no longer on the board, as you said, you have, of course, stayed deeply involved over the years. What's kept you connected to Wake Med and committed to that mission?
I think it's just that, the mission. There's a culture at Wake Med that you will not find anywhere else. And when I was on the board, we created the pyramid. And you may hear a lot about our pyramid. It's on all the conference room tables. It's on some of the name tags of the employees. And that patient and family are at the top of that pyramid. And all of our strategic goals go up to that top of that pyramid. And it's always been a culture to take care of people. You see it everywhere in that hospital. I would always say you could take the wealthiest person in Raleigh and you could compare it to the homeless person's patient, and you would never see any difference in the level of care they received. So it's been that mission that's driven me for 25 years. And now, even though I'm not on either board, I am on the campaign cabinet to raise money to build a mental health hospital.
And speaking of which, Brenda, you are, of course, so invested in strengthening the community and ensuring specifically that access to care for all that you just touched on. So why do you care so much about that particular part of Wake Med's culture, that obvious and long-standing commitment to making sure that the doors are open to everybody?
Well, how would you like to be uninsured or homeless and be sick, or have a relative in that role that needs health care and can't get it? I had a board member one time that told me they grew up poor in Mississippi and hospitals wouldn't take them. And that was one of the reasons he was so passionate about wanting to be on our board and giving back to Wake Med. So when you hear stories about people that somewhere in their life have been turned down for health care, or they knew they weren't welcome at a hospital, then it makes you drive it even further into trying to make Wake Med the best hospital it can be. And I've invested a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of hours there, and I will continue to do that.
Absolutely. A couple of other questions for you. Other than sheer access, which you're obviously extremely passionate about, and rightfully so, from your experience, what really matters most nowadays to patients and to families when it comes to choosing where to receive care? What's at the top of their list?
Quality care. I mean, it has to be at the top of the list. You know, if I'm going to a new doctor, I want to look at his health grades, or I want to look up something about him. I don't want to just walk in a door and pick a doctor. And so it's about great care, having the great physicians to deliver that care, clean environments, welcoming staff. You know, of course, location is going to be important to a lot of people. They don't want to be too far away from their hospital. I think Wake Med's done a great job about expanding our ambulatory programs, ambulatory centers, urgent cares. I mean, they've tried to take their locations out to the people so they don't have so far to go. So like most things, location is very important. Access and great care they get, the doctors, and a welcoming environment.
What's your message to others in the community who may have questions about this combination or are considering sharing their feedback where that's concerned?
Well, I would say the most difficult thing that I've ever learned in my life has been hospital finances. And most people do not understand them. And it took me a long time to. And if you don't understand the financial side of things, then it's hard to really have an opinion. I think what our community is seeing, and I've talked to a lot of people, is that they just want to make sure that mission doesn't go away, and making sure Wake Med will be there and always be the hospital that has open doors to them. And if I thought that mission was going to change, then I would have a problem with this. But I don't think it will.
And in summary here, as Wake Med looks to the future now, with this combination and everything that goes along with it, how important is it to keep the community's voice at the center of decisions like this? You just talked about people needing to be well-informed along with being heard. How important is it for their opinion to be taken into consideration?
I think Wait Med wants to hear their opinions, and they want them there. I mean, we've always been the community hospital, I would say. We've always wanted to be here to serve Wake County and City of Raleigh, and we want to hear from them. But we also want them to understand that there are people involved in this that also are concerned about the mission and want to make sure that the mission doesn't change. So my biggest thing in the whole agreement is that our mission doesn't change, and I don't think it will. I think Atrium has a similar mission.
Well, folks, we trust you're now more familiar, better versed with this combination between WakeMed and Atrium Health. Brenda, the passion you have for all of this certainly comes through. Best of luck with everything going forward. Congrats and kudos for all the work and time you've spent over the years. And thanks so much again.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Same here. And to learn more about WakeMed, Atrium Health, and the future of healthcare in Wake County, please visit wakemed.org/wakemed-atrium-combination, or keep tuning in for this limited podcast series, WakeMed Perspectives. Now, if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller, and thanks so much again for being part of WakeMed Perspectives.